Israel's decision to seize 1,000 acres of land around Bethlehem in the West Bank was incorrect. It weakens Israel and damages its security. They have taken a place that was not controversial and made it controversial. Now, that statement came, surprisingly, you might think, from a member of Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet, his justice minister, in fact, Tzipi Livni. But she's very much a minority voice in that country, and she has no intention of quitting cabinet, as I've been hearing from Gideon Levy, who's columnist with Haaretz newspaper.
I'm afraid that not too many reactions, because Tzipi Livni is quite a junior partner to this coalition government. And as long as she does not draw the inevitable conclusions out of it, namely to leave this coalition, if she really believes that that's the way, so why does she join it? Why does she continue to join it? So in any case, it was not a big story here.
So what kind of dissent or disagreement is being heard within Israel about the policy that's being pursued towards the Palestinians at the moment?
Unfortunately, the political discourse in Israel is very limited. Israel is still under the shade of the war in Gaza, which was also not properly discussed here. And basically, Israel is speaking in one voice, and that's the voice of the government, with very little criticism, opposition, or alternative voices.
And what does Netanyahu say has been achieved then?
Netanyahu claims that he is going to a new horizon, new political horizon after this war. But anyone who confiscates thousands of acres cannot be serious about it. I mean, if anyone had any doubts until this step, that Netanyahu has no intention whatsoever to go for the two-state solution, here came the ultimate proof, because nobody built more settlements in order to evacuate them. This is even beyond the Israeli logic. So the only conclusion is that Netanyahu never meant it, and nobody should expect him to go for the two-state solution.
Does this mean then that, I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean the politics is at an end?
This means what it means for a long time, that the current Israeli government and the current Israeli prime minister has only one strategy, and this is to maintain the status quo as much as possible, namely the siege on Gaza and the occupation of the West Bank. And as long as the world will get along with it, Netanyahu will do anything possible to continue in his way.
And of course, there is no sign of, despite international criticism, there is no sign of any international action that would force Benjamin Netanyahu to change his mind about any of this.
Absolutely. You hear this regular lip service of condemning, but this is for a long time already not enough. And the world lives in peace with Israel confiscating more and more Palestinian land. Almost not much left, and the two-state solution is, in my view, already a train that left its station, and the chances to achieve this ever are smaller and smaller.
And let's look to another border now, and the situation on the Golan Heights. Questions being raised here about the safety of Irish troops who are with the UN in the Golan. The mission is being reviewed. The context has obviously changed now that the Syrian civil war has come right up to the UN troops. So what are Israel's options should the UN withdraw from the Golan Heights?
Israel can do very, very little, and Israel has no interest to interfere in this war, and hopefully it will remain beyond the fence. Israel cannot and will not support the Syrian army or the forces of President Assad, and for sure Israel will not support IS. So Israel is really watching very carefully what's going on there, but I don't think it is none of Israel's business.
And if IS or Al-Qaeda or another of the Syrian extremist forces decides to make it Israel's business?
hopefully Israel is strong enough to stop this, because this can really complicate everything. But it doesn't seem until now that Israel is on the agenda there. The domestic struggle is still so bitter and so bloody, and nothing is aimed at Israel at this stage, at least.
Well, that's one small glimmer of hope in what appears to be a very bleak political horizon then at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's a very, very small and modest hope, because the main problems are remaining here to stay, and I don't see that the Israeli government is paying any attention to solve the major problems.
And that's with the majority support, it appears, of the people of Israel too.
Absolutely, now more than ever, especially after the war in Gaza.
And that was Gideon Levy, columnist with Haaretz. Controversial.